A coalition of non-governmental organizations is mobilizing to help people gain health coverage through the federal health care law. Arkansans for Coverage announced Tuesday it plans to educate people about enrollment options through the Affordable Care Act and Arkansas's private option expansion of Medicaid. Earlier this year, the state legislature voted to block outreach funding, but five organizations have teamed up to compensate for the loss of state funding. Rich Huddleston, the executive director of Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, says assisting people through the enrollment process is a needed service.
People are much more likely to complete the enrollment process if they have help. If you can get them help, then most people will finish it and will get coverage. But going through the process is not necessarily easy, so giving them help to learn about the program and to get enrolled is critical for the state.
Huddleston says the loss of state outreach funding makes this effort necessary.
Many of the assisters who were previously being funded through public monies have gone away because of lack of funding. And so now there is this big gap in terms of being able to get the word out about what's available and how folks can get enrolled, whether it's through the marketplace or whether it's through the private option.
The legislature's vote that barred public money from going toward in-person assistance and advertisements was part of a compromise intended to gain conservative votes to help reauthorize the private option earlier this year. Republican Nate Bell of MENA authored that amendment.
A new report by the National Audubon Society suggests hundreds of bird species in Arkansas and in North America could be at risk if current global warming models hold true. Audubon's peer-reviewed scientific study was compiled over 7 years using spring and winter bird counts conducted throughout the last century to get a picture of birds' migratory patterns. And that model was compared to climate data collected during the past 40 years to give clues as to how changing climate affects birds' migrations. Brett Kincaid is the executive director for Audubon Arkansas. He says the data offers dire projections for the fate of birds in Arkansas.
The biggest concern that we see right now is that we're on the verge of crossing a line where we may not be able to come back. With more than 300 species severely threatened by global warming and half of those living part of their year in Arkansas, the state is uniquely positioned as one that could really have an impact on whether we are able to bring some birds and species back from the brink or whether we're going to begin to see more and more bird species leave the state and leave North America and potentially leave the globe altogether.
Kincaid says the report shows the envelope in which birds migrate seasonally is shrinking and that global warming could make it more difficult for birds to forage for food in their native habitats, causing populations to shift into different areas, shrink in size, or disappear completely. Of 588 bird species examined during the study, Audubon scientists identified 126 species that could face population declines by 2050 if current global warming trends continue, and another 188 species could be affected by 2080. Of particular concern in Arkansas are the mallard and bufflehead, both of which could lose substantial amounts of habitable territory in Arkansas. But Kincaid says the study isn't all bad news, and there is still time to mitigate the projections put forth in the Audubon study.
I think that's the big takeaway here as we look at, you know, what folks want to be able to do. One is we can do better with our own land stewardship, our growth patterns. We can look at really intensifying public lands as bird strongholds, important bird areas, because those are areas where we know birds are going to congregate and populate, nest, and breed. But the underlying issue is we've got to address the root cause of global warming, and science tells us over and over again that the root cause is the abundance of carbon in the air. So we've got to get serious about addressing the carbon issue and making sure that we have air that is hospitable to birds and the wildlife that supports them.
To delve deeper into the Audubon study, a new website has been developed that includes animated maps, technical reports, and more. It's located at climate.audubon.org.
The American Red Cross has a new way of making blood donations more social. Tuesday, the Red Cross launched its blood donor app for mobile devices. Danielle Ray, external communications manager for the Greater Ozarks region of the Red Cross, says the app is mostly about keeping up with the changing face of technology.
The thing about it is that it's really the first of its kind for a blood donor app. It really puts the power to save lives in the palm of your hand. The app kind of allows users to schedule blood donations and track their total donations, even get rewards. And you can also even invite friends to join a life-saving blood donation team. There's a leaderboard among the country, so you can create a team and then kind of compete around the country. It's just a really cool way to encourage blood donation and really to make it easier for donors.
Ray says the main goal of the app is to make giving blood more convenient and rewarding for donors.
Basically, it just makes the appointment-making process very easy. It shows you where the nearest blood donation opportunity is right there in the app. They can actually use your location of your phone where you're standing right there and say, you know, here's a blood drive that's happening, you know, right down the street from you, and there's an appointment available right now. And the other really neat thing about it is that we've had some of our partners and sponsors get together and say, we want to offer coupons and discounts uniquely in the app to encourage blood donors to use it. So if you have downloaded the app, then you can actually unlock these coupons and discounts for different companies all around the nation through donating blood. So after you download the app, each time you donate, you actually unlock more rewards.
The Red Cross Blood Donor app is available in both the Apple and Google Play app stores.
With roughly 10% voter turnout yesterday, Bella Vista residents approved 2 millage increases to support firefighters and police officers' pensions. More than 1,200 voters, or nearly 58% of the vote, were in favor of a 1 mil increase for firefighters' pensions, while just fewer than 1,200 voters, or 57% of the vote, were in favor of a 0.5 mil increase for police officers' pensions. With the millage increases approved yesterday, the city will use $670,000 it was previously spending for pensions from its general fund to pay for hiring additional firefighters to staff a new fire station that will be built next year.
The University of Arkansas volleyball team lost its second five-set decision in as many matches last night to Oral Roberts. Arkansas now turns its attention to this weekend's Razorback Invitational at Barnhill Arena. The Razorbacks open play Friday night at 7 against South Dakota. The tournament field also features Stony Brook and SMU.
Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms likely. Overnight lows from 62 in northwest Arkansas to 69 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Thursday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely. Highs from 73 to 78. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. A low of 59 in northwest Arkansas. And in the Arkansas River Valley, showers and thunderstorms likely with an overnight low of 65.